Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this opportunity to be back with you here again to speak this very precious word the Most High has granted me for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, the Most High has told me and appointed me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say if they could to destroy. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand something. There's something that is written in Romans. How about Romans 2:29 to 3 and 4? We must understand that the Most High will have his way. I repeat, we must understand, we must discern, we must be true to the realization that the Most High will have his way. If we think about it in the context of the book of Romans, we understand that not only was the Apostle Shaul speaking to those of the house of Israel that were scattered throughout the territories that Rome had claimed, but he was also speaking, my brothers and sisters, to those among the Gentiles who would awaken. He said to a people who, my brothers and sisters, were being called to fully convert, were being called to be true, to seek to be true, to all that the Most High would reveal and cause his people again to remember. Yes, my brothers and sisters, throughout all the nations, even all the truth, my brothers and sisters, being remembered, being restored, being brought to remembrance, commemorated, to be celebrated, to be rejoiced in. My brothers and sisters, even all the truth that from the beginning the Most High declared must be the common expectation of us all. I said that the truth that the Most High declared from the beginning must be the common expectation of us all. It is written in the book of Romans, my brothers and sisters, that if the whole world be a liar, meaning if the whole world be deceived, if a whole world be unaware of the truth, if a whole world trust in lies, unable to receive the truth. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, before a man can believe the truth, he has to first cease to believe a lie. I repeat, for a man to believe the truth, he must first cease to believe the lies that this world would tell. In other words, let's say it another way. You know, I find it a shame that so many things the Most High has declared, so many terms that are written in the Scripture, because men have not discerned that the salvation of the Most High is a very much so specific thing. Think about it. No one who harbors in his soul the infections of a lie, my brothers and sisters, will survive the wrath of the Most High in the day that he seeks to declare to mankind the truth once more. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is written in the book of Romans in the 2nd chapter that he who dies without the law perishes without the law. I repeat, he who dies without discerning the ways of the kingdom of the Most High, they are those, according to Hebrews 3 and 4, Psalm 95, those who do not know or will not know or refuse to know his ways. They are they whose hearts are deceived. And the Most High has forsworn that they will not enter into his rest. No man, my brothers and sisters, and this may anger many, but the truth is simply what it is. There are those who trust in the status quo. There are those who will stand up to defend the status quo. Even though the status quo, our brothers and sisters, does not fully defend itself. In other words, what I'm saying to you, a mass of contradictions ultimately is true to nothing but the damnations of men, even its own demise. For the way of life, my brothers and sisters, is a word without contradiction. Spoke about it the other night. We live in a society that they call it the American way. They talk about men having religious freedom. It's freedom of speech. Men say whatever they will, especially with regard to the Most High. And pretend, my brothers and sisters, that they have not provoked him, or that they have not provoked him. They pretend, men pretend, that they say whatever they will. And the Most High, they would have himself believe and others to believe. And whatever they say, Most High finds favor upon their words. My brothers and sisters, there was unbelief in man turning away from the Spirit of the Most High, the truth of the Most High. Because I said again, man was created an anointed being. Was man refusing to hearken or choosing to hearken to the words of another, that my brothers and sisters, causing man to fall after instability, lawlessness. Let me say this and say again, lawlessness. For if a man, my brothers and sisters, I put it to you this way. My man might read the scriptures thousands of times in his life, but if he's not guided by the Spirit of the Most High to discern the law of the Most High true to its initial spirit, he is still lawless for the Most High, because a multitude of carnal perceptions, or carnal interpretations and misadministrations is still not order. My brothers and sisters, it was man turning away from the counsel of the Most High. What does it say in Isaiah 30? What are those who take counsel? But not from him who offer offerings, but not of his spirit. Scripture says their worship is in vain. For brothers and sisters, man turned away from the guidance of the Spirit of the Most High. proving himself unstable, seeking to appease first his flesh rather than the perfect will of Yah. It is that sort of rebellion. It's that sort of faithlessness, or far from faith, that provoked the Most High. And what does the scripture say? Because of it, death reigned. Did you hear me? It said, because of this, death reigned from Adam to Moshe. Heaven help us all. Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? The scripture said, because of this, death reigned from Adam to Moshe. Romans 15:14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moshe, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. I want you to understand what this means. There may have been some, my brothers and sisters, who may never have had an opportunity to hear the word of the Most High, because the wrath of the Most High was upon mankind for having turned away from the truth. My brothers and sisters, no man proves himself steadfast unto the Most High. Did you hear me? No man proves himself steadfast in the word of the Most High till he has both heard, believed, and proved that he would continue to operate in that law and obey it. So the scriptures say death reigned from Adam to Moshe. What it means is that man turned away from the instruction of the Most High, fell away after the misinstruction or the misadministrations of others. Man, my brothers and sisters, being bewitched, fatally flattered, and oftentimes even forced to follow after those, my brothers and sisters, who keep man from being exploited. Men have not understood what the Most High was telling Adam and Eve in the garden. He said, the day you sin, you surely die. My brothers and sisters, let me repeat. What does it mean when the scripture says death reigned from Adam to Moshe? It means that the wrath of the Most High remained upon the greater masses of humanity until, my brothers and sisters, the Most High chose to send Moshe as a lawgiver, that men might again have an opportunity unto life. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures told us in 2 Thessalonians, warned us of what has occurred. Faith in the Most High must be faithfulness unto the will of one, but men, under the constraints of those who did not believe. My brothers and sisters, man, many of those who believed in the early church murdered for centuries, continually murdered by Rome, who, seeking to preserve its own ideals, not only, my brothers and sisters, murdered those who believed the truth, but since that time, my brothers and sisters, Western imperialism has only forged the holy name upon its lies and told folks that this was faith and faithfulness under the will of one. After what? A multitude of variant ideals? No man is born again, my brothers and sisters, after the traditions of the world. No man is born again. No man learns the ways of the Most High. No man is converted unto the ways of the Most High. That's what it means to be born again. It means, my brothers and sisters, to be converted by the Spirit of the Most High. To trust and discern the pure, perfect word of truth. You got 45,000 denominations out there that are absolute evidence that man has not hearkened purely and perfectly to the gift of that one Spirit. Contradiction. My brothers and sisters, contradiction, a lack of trust, a lack of knowledge of the truth has always been a damnable thing. What the scriptures say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that in a mass contradiction that must be as a result of man seeking to be placated in his ignorance. How dare me and my brothers and sisters still say that my brothers and sisters, after all these mass of contention, that they still have had life. Yah said he is one and he does not change. His gifting is an invariant light. If all had received the invariant light of that spirit and been true to the discipline thereof, the mass of differences that we see in differing doctrine, my brothers and sisters, would not exist among us. The scriptures tell us that if we have so many carnal strifes and divisions among us, it's not the mind of Yah. I'm talking about 2:16 to 3 and 4 of 1 Corinthians. If there's strife and divisions among us, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us plainly. We're still yet carnal, still yet worldly. How about my brothers and sisters? Quite unsaved. For till we are one in the Spirit of the Most High, we have not become the people with which the Most High can be fully pleased. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, if man dies without the truth, it's because the wrath of Yah has remained upon him. If a man dies without the truth, my brothers and sisters, it is not an act of divine grace that man is left ignorant. He who dies without the truth, my brothers and sisters, perishes without the truth. And my brothers and sisters, the wrath of the Most High remains upon him. The only hope of redemption is what logically, rationally makes sense. Man cannot prove that he would be stable unto the will of Yah after unbelief. He cannot prove he'd be stable unto the will of Yah after any man's lies. The only redemption man can show, my brothers and sisters, the only hope of forgiveness man can operate in is in a reversal of the sin that he committed. When having been told the truth, he rejected it. Man, his only chance of deliverance, salvation from the day of wrath that is to come, and the wrath that has been continually upon human souls, is that he returned to the belief in the truth. No man, my brothers and sisters, no man is delivered by the predispositions after pretense that exist in being misoriented after this world. Scripture talks about in Ephesians that we must escape the wrath that comes upon the children of disobedience. My brothers and sisters, whether we know it or not, it is still disobedience not to obey. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not according to design, seeming wise unto men, lest any man should boast. Deliverance from the lie is not after what men imagine, merely imagine to be the truth. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says it is the Messiah who himself in the last day must restore the heart, the convictions, the ideals that were in the ancient patriarchal fathers. Come on, Malachi 4. You need to understand. Particularly 4, 2 through 6. Because it's ultimately the Messiah himself, my brothers and sisters, restore the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers. It's something that must be done before there can be peace in this world. My brothers and sisters, we have to ask the question. Since it is Messiah who restores righteousness as of old as in former years, I'm talking about the third chapter of Malachi. How is it that men among so many so-called institutions that call themselves Hebrew today, how is it that so many believe and have taught the people that they've already been restored, when the scriptures tell us again and again that it is Messiah himself who must restore the pure, perfect knowledge of the truth? And if any of your leaders will not prepare you to discern that restoration, if they would tell you lies, fatal flatteries, that you do not seek the truth, whoever would do this, my brothers and sisters, is a false prophet. Whoever would not teach the things that you should know, that you might prepare wisely, whoever would not teach you these things, my brothers and sisters, is a false prophet, not speaking after the Spirit, and not speaking dutifully, according to all the Most High, sends a prophet to speak. For the Most High sends a prophet to speak what others would not. Now think about it oftentimes, and rulers in this world, if they really cared about the people, there are truths, my brothers and sisters, if they were believers, that they could only prepare people, help to prepare the people, seeking all that is wisdom. They say they love their people. My brothers and sisters, the love of Yah and the love of his people is that we seek his command and seek his instruction, that none be left misled. My brothers and sisters, these people have only operated in hatred. And what I mean by that is they've operated after the same spirit that was the first hate in man's denial against the perfect will of Yah. For they cannot. Who would preserve a worldly status quo? To preserve a worldly status quo, my brothers and sisters, they have to lie. That's what they have exalted and called men unto allegiance to surely fall. But my brothers and sisters are going to fall. The lies are going to fall anyway. The Most High has forsworn he's going to liberate his people. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will do whatever is necessary to liberate his people. Man will come to love again the knowledge of the truth. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, because there are so many that have been predisposed not to believe when the truth is told to them, my brothers and sisters, it would actually be an act of great love and favor, quite frankly, if he popped some of you upside your head and made you give attention to listen. That might sound hard to say it, but the truth is what it is. If I need to, I'll repeat it again. Some of you have deliberated as much as you could not to respect and believe. And quite frankly, though, I listened to somebody talk about this earlier today. Oh, they were talking big time stuff. Oh, we're ready to go home. I talked to them about scriptures that exist in the Bible. The scenario that the Most High said we all must expect for the return of Messiah, that we might be regathered, that we might be rightly disciplined, that we might be prepared rightly, my brothers and sisters, to enter unto the kingdom of Yah. And my brothers and sisters, they said I was raining on their parade because I told them that these things they must believe. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, nobody's going home, not to Jerusalem anyway, who will reject anything contained in the law and the prophets. I don't care how many years it's been or how many generations it's been that men have ignored these things. Men have been taught a pack of lies to keep them from discerning what I call. Look at HiddenGospel.com, my website, HiddenGospel.com. Article there called The Secret City Prophecies. Well, people are talking about the idea about returning home without respecting these things. One somebody actually told me, well, if these things are truth, they will be revealed. It's been 2,000 years, my brothers and sisters. 3,500 years that these things have been said in the scripture.
their truths that Messiah explained well to his apostles, to his disciples who became the apostles. It's evident that all the prophets knew. It's evident that all the apostles knew it. It's evident that the early church knew these things. But my brothers and sisters, Rome knew that they could not control the people while these truths were known. And those who believe the alternate doctrines taught by Western philos, or Western philosophy, and created by Western imperialism, those who believe those lies that prevent men from discerning the truth, I said even the truth of discerning, that this will ultimately be, my brothers and sisters, according to, let's just say for one, the prophet Isaiah, for another, the prophet Malachi, for another, the prophet Zechariah, for another, the prophet Yeremiahu, for another, my brothers and sisters, the apostle Yohanan, for another, my brothers and sisters, the apostle Shaul. This will actually be according to their words, if we understood them well reading throughout the book. This will actually be the third appearing of Messiah, not the second. And not to know what Messiah was prophesied to do. What he did do 2,600 years ago, before the birth of Yeshua, 600 years ago. Men not knowing Yeshua is that same one. Oh, most of them never heard of the anointing of which I speak, or what he did. Well, not to know what is prophesied, that that very soul must in these last days complete in his third appearing. My brothers and sisters, is not to really have understood the gospel at all. But a true prophet, my brothers and sisters, even if a whole world is inclined to reject the truth, has the duty to speak these truths anyway. The souls, my brothers and sisters, that are inclined to respond most heavily to the truth will respond, while others, my brothers and sisters, will just simply fall by the wayside. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, already told us in Daniel 12 and 10, and when in the latter day, when knowledge shall again be increased, he said, my brothers and sisters, that it's those who seek to do good works. In other words, seek to do all the Most High declared, they will understand, and none of the wicked shall understand. The wicked, my brothers and sisters, are whoever would deny the very first command and ultimate command of all, that Yah is one, therefore we must all seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, that we preserve the truth, my brothers and sisters, both for the good of our people, and my brothers and sisters, for the sanctity of the holy name. My brothers and sisters, I've talked about it before, I keep reiterating it. Isaiah 44 through 45 speaks of one that is mentioned there. The scripture calls him his shepherd, the one who established Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. 2,600 years ago, the temple in Jerusalem was not built during his time, nor did he sit in that temple as king and priest. But he is prophesied according to the book of Zechariah to do so. Malachi said, my brothers and sisters, that in effect what he must do is heal our people again as one. Isaiah 45 and 6 says he would come one time first from the east, and in the latter days from the west. But in each occasion, the first and the latter are the third appearing, according to Isaiah 11th chapter, particularly 10 through 12. To regather his people, my brothers and sisters, from the nations, from the first, he said, from the nations of the east, where they've been scattered. But in the last days, my brothers and sisters, from all the ends of the earth, from my brothers and sisters, the north, south, east, and west. And my brothers and sisters, particularly Isaiah 45 and 6, says he would do it once and first, if you will, being the one called the King of the East. Revelation 16, 12. Calling the righteous one like unto the rising sun, the east, or the sun that rises in the east, coming suddenly to expose the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, and to expose all those who hear the truth from you, Isaiah 41. Scripture says, one time, my brothers and sisters, he would come from the east to do this, to bring his people out from a Babylon to the east. But in the latter days, my brothers and sisters, from a Babylon to the west. My brothers and sisters, Hosea 11:10-12, I repeated this again and again, says, in the last days he will roar like a lion, and the sun shall come trembling from the west. Isaiah 26:10-16 says the same. But my brothers and sisters, will men resist knowing these things because the status quo has not sanctioned them? Well, my brothers and sisters, the status quo doesn't sanction these things because, for it to do so, many will realize that the foundations of present status quo is just a damning lie. That the foundations of status quo, for present status quo, has only been a mass of neglect. In fact, my brothers and sisters, even rebellious resistance against the knowledge of the truth. That the lie be preserved, infecting the mind and hearts of men. For I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, as long as the Most High, Most High, my brothers and sisters, for as long as the Most High will allow the illusion to persist. 2 Thessalonians says, he who letteth will let until the obstacle be taken out of the way. In other words, the illusion will continue in the world till Messiah comes to expose the pretense, expose all the mass misrepresentation by the spirit of his mouth. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures actually relate that it is the grace and kindness of the Most High that he finally will expose every lie. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, while the world remains trusting in lies, no soul, I repeat, while the soul of man believes in lies, no soul is found worthy of preservation. For the Most High will not preserve, my brothers and sisters, the lie, but he will destroy it. Scriptures tell us well, whoever defiles the temple, Yah will destroy. If any man preaches another gospel, in other words, a word that does not bring forth fully what the Most High is pleased with, whoever preaches another word and says that it is acceptable when it is far from him, he says, the scriptures tell us, let that one be accursed. Well, my brothers and sisters, the world has taught 45,000 different ideologies, when yet the Most High is one. I got news for you. 45,000 denominations all speaking differently is a curse, is damnation, is sin, is a mass of lies. And the Most High never said that a lie would continue forever to tarry in his eyesight. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I spoke about this on the evening past. Hey, like I said, a man can read the scriptures 1,000 times, the whole book 1,000s of times in his lifetime. But if not guided, will not allow himself to be guided by the Spirit, if will not allow the truth to cast out the darkness, will not allow the truth to cast out the lies. If man, my brothers and sisters, still persists in seeking to find a way to make the lying constraints of men foremost in his mind, that he refuses to recognize that he has been deceived. My brothers and sisters, the man will not allow the Most High to open his mind and heart to see beyond the lies, still yet perishes. What I'm talking about is, I can think of a group that I spoke to a bit earlier today. This is a group, I'm going to go ahead and call you. They call themselves Yehuda Project. Sad, my brothers and sisters. They say that they want to gather together both Messianic and non-Messianic so-called Hebrews. They speak of rapture doctrine, heaven help us. They speak of as if there's going either no intercessor, no one to regather us, or the concept, if you will, of sky Jesus. Amazing to me, but they call themselves Hebrews. Like I said, rapture doctrine. They teach such things as that 70th week of Daniel doctrine. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. They still speak the idea that the mark of the beast is an RFID chip. Heaven help us. I've explained beyond all these things. And though I would speak to show what must have been in the hearts of the early church with regard to all these terms, they preach all these doctrines that came from Gentiles and dare to tell me that because I rebuke those doctrines and speak the secret city prophecies, that I sound like a Christian, one who has not come out from the fabrications that are Roman belief that men have just only imagined with the faith of Yah and his Messiah. What does the scripture say? The kings of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. My brothers and sisters, the rulers of this earth have set up a counterfeit religion. It doesn't tell the people what must be the eventuality, the common expectation of all our people. It compels people to believe that whatever they teach, the Most High is supposed to favor it. As if they were favored to teach the multitude of contraptions and contradictions that they do. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you, there's no such thing as a born-again American. No such thing as a born-again Spaniard. No such thing as a born-again Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, or Catholic. My brothers and sisters, until man knows the ways of the Most High, being oriented by him to seek the fullness of his truth, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has sworn that they shall not enter into his rest. Till man discerns the order of the kingdom of Yah, the Most High has sworn that they shall not enter into his rest. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, even among most that call themselves Messianic Hebrew Israelite, amongst most who call themselves that today, my brothers and sisters, still not willing to speak the truth. Still not willing to admit that the scriptures say when Messiah appears, he will not find what has been faith in the earth and that he must restore it. Just like the book of Galatians talks about now that faith has come. In other words, man trusting in a multitude of contradictions, not knowing in absolution what is, has believed lies. It's been a falling away from faith and faithfulness unto the will of one. They still men willing, my brothers and sisters, to call this multitude of variant doctrines Israel? That's an insult against the Most High, my brothers and sisters. But there are those who prefer not to know this. There are those who prefer not to hear this. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, scripture says Messiah must restore righteousness as of old, as in former years, and he does this because he does not change, even if a whole world has been a liar. I said again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends a prophet to declare what others would not. Most High sends a prophet by that spirit that would bring all things to remembrance, to declare what a world for many generations has ignored. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I'll tell you now, the Most High has given me a word that must be spoken to our people. And the scriptures even go as far as to say when the truth is revealed, look at Acts 3:18-23, that whoever will not hearken this truth will be cut off from among the people. My brothers and sisters, just be left in unbelief is the wrath of Yah. Not to know the truth, not to discern the truth beyond all that in the world, all that is in worldly mass and discretion, is the wrath of Yah. One scripture says, because men quite frankly, if you understood it, we talked about it on last night, has not loved the Most High enough to read the scripture with the kind of reverence that is necessary for the deepest truth, the Most High has been wroth, angry. I know one time, like I said before, I've talked about it many times in this show, but I remember one time reading the scriptures with what I call diligence, knowing that, quite frankly, I was receiving truth that most rarely do. But the Most High knew there was so much more that was yet to be captured. I said he knew that there was so much more that yet was to be captured. And he told me, if you're not seeking, or if you don't seek all my truth, all my will, he told me I could stop right now. In other words, he told me something else. He said, I know what I gave you. I know what capacity I gave you to understand the truth. Either seek it all, he said, or you could stop right now, meaning he doesn't want to hear another thought. Not another thought less than what was supposed to be perceived. Granted the opportunity to commune with him. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are many who read the scriptures only seeking for what appeases themselves, what seems sufficient before men. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say this to you. Yah will still have his way, whether men understand the truth or not. I will say this to you, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why the scriptures, amongst other things, says, consider the ant and her ways. How ants, my brothers and sisters, will work together for the good. That's for the good of the whole colony. But there's something else to be understood, my brothers and sisters, about the way of the ant. Many among them, my brothers and sisters, will sacrifice themselves if necessary for the good of the whole. Most High told me, my brothers and sisters, if we are truly of him, even if we ourselves don't make it, are not found worthy to attend that great day. My brothers and sisters, we should understand what was really said when he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. Saying even if many are found lacking, found wanting, Yah is still just and righteous in all he says and does, and some of us must, my brothers and sisters, still rejoice at the Most High in his time. Will redeem a people that will seek and know his ways, that will seek with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might, and will not fall short of the opportunity once granted to them. But my brothers and sisters, whether we live or whether we die, one scripture in Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, if the love of what the Most High wants to build in this kingdom is not in your heart, even above your own soul, then you never had a part in it anyway. But my brothers and sisters, we should desire to know the truth that we might help. Yah will decide in the last day whether we have been diligent enough to be called among those faithful unto him that would preserve the eternal kingdom that he would build. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, I will speak to you concerning the greater truths of the Most High, that because man has rejected these truths, he has angered the Most High, and even if he were to hear them now, he would continue to anger the Most High. I would seek to speak these truths to you, that you be spared the wrath that is upon mankind, even now in his ignorance. Or dare men say that it has been the blessing of the Most High that man left indiscriminate? Think again. Like I said, Isaiah 64, Isaiah 8, talks about how man in his unbelief has chosen to believe the ideas of another. The Most High has angered and provoked the Most High, that he has turned his face. In other words, turned himself that man has not been able to fully discern his will, that man might survive. In other words, what I'm saying to you, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 8:16-20, the Messiah will come saying, bind all the testimonies, seal all the law, see all that is his truth. What men have conspired to teach, lacking in knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is not to be revered. He says, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, put it all together, and whoever will not speak according to that consummate word, giving consideration to all the Most High has spoken. Scripture says there's no light in them. They are still yet to be considered the children of darkness. My brothers and sisters, the Most High declared a plan from the beginning and told us we should never ever forget it. But my brothers and sisters, if I were to speak concerning that plan in so many ways, most of my brothers and sisters have not been equipped to understand it at all. And they would argue against me, even though I can point it out in scripture a multitude of times. They would argue against me because their leaders didn't tell them. Your damn leaders are a bunch of bastards then. And I say it just like it is. If there are these truths are in the book from one end of the Bible to the other. And if they refuse to tell you in order to preserve the institutions they use to exploit you, then they're false prophets anyway. If they cared, they could not resist the truth. If the word of Yah was in them, upon hearing the truth, if they haven't heard it before, they wouldn't resist it. But they desire that you know it. They know it, but they would know what is their responsibility that they must preach. Yeah, I said it. Most High knows I'm right. Isaiah 41, my brothers and sisters, Messiah will come saying, keep silence and listen to me, O you isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. Isaiah 49 says, he will come saying, from the body of my mother, the Most High made mention of my name to reveal again his glory. And my brothers and sisters, what it really means, if you put it together with Isaiah 41, what it really means is that the Most High, his wrath will be upon all who will not listen, for he will do whatever is necessary to subdue the lie, to soften, if you will, the hard heart. That some, my brothers and sisters, may be able to walk freely, but no one being the obstacle against the awakening, because that's exactly what every devil does. Seeks to flatter the people to believe they have attained what they have not. Working that men never discern what they should have discerned, that they presume that they have attained what they have never known. That may sound hard, my brothers and sisters, but the truth is what it is. Scripture says the Messiah comes to reveal all things concerning all things the Most High has spoken since the world began, according to Acts 3:18-23. The Messiah comes to reveal those things, and some are pronated not to hear. They say they will be cut off from among the people. It means, my brothers and sisters, they haven't been among those people upon whom his law, his order, his peace has been put upon their minds and hearts that they be his people in the first place. But these people, you talk about the things that they have not heard, or that they have not had the sense of responsibility to speak. You talk about these things, and they do everything to dissuade the people, think everything is all right. Meanwhile, they reject the truth. Do people really believe, my brothers and sisters, that rejecting the truth gains divine favor? One scripture says, should we continue in sin? Should we continue in this falling away from faith? In other words, should we continue after a multitude of contradictions? Refuse to believe the truth for trust in the lies that men have told? Should we continue in this great sin of unbelief that the grace and the favor of the Most High may abound? It says, Yah forbid. If a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no more sacrifice to be offered for sin, for he has blasphemed and insulted the spirit of grace. My brothers and sisters, shall men resist the truth when the truth is right in front of them, and still yet say that they are favored? Shall men resist the truth all their lives, cause others in their lack of diligence, by their misexample, to be misled, and then find it unfair that in the judgment the scriptures already declare that the Most High will not hear their pleas? In Ezekiel, it talks about how men have refused to hear the word of the Most High and have trusted in lies and kept false traditions right there in the midst of the churches. And the scripture says in the judgment, if you continue these things, he said he will not hear you. Because when he called, it said in Isaiah 65, because when he called to try to show you what is right, you did not answer. When he spoke, you did not listen. He said, many of my brothers and sisters, he didn't say they'd be called to him. He said they'd be delivered to the sword. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, intends to end whatever it is that continues to be an obstacle against the awakening of those whom the Most High would himself awaken. Woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who continue to speak lies, deceiving the masses, so that when the truth comes, people are predisposed not to hear it, or not to respect it. Must awaken, my brothers and sisters. I'm speaking to you now because most of you have no clue. What I mean by that is this. Can't tell you how many knots in the back and headaches. Oh, heaven help us. That are endured by those, one whom the Most High has granted to know the truth.
90.
Knowing that if he speaks it, if men resist it, read Isaiah 28, what kind of scourges they cast upon themselves when he's trying so hard to help the people to see. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. The wisest amongst us will know that having not known the truth, being granted the opportunity to see the truth, surely, they would know that it's a great blessing and will rejoice in the opportunity. But those, my brothers and sisters, who've been beguiled to believe that anything they do is somehow okay because they use his name, heaven help us, but not honorably, or just presume that they've done what is honorable, not having heard from the Most High to say that. My brothers and sisters, woe to those who call upon the name of the Most High, but not to perform and do all that is his will, and not to seek all that is his will, but choosing, my brothers and sisters, to use his name to beguile others to think that they are wise. Well, my brothers and sisters, when there's so much more to be understood, the scriptures tell us that when Messiah comes to reveal what is honorable before the name of the Most High, that, my brothers and sisters, those who will hearken to that call, Jerusalem shall be deliverance for them. But, my brothers and sisters, those who don't. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, the wrath of Yah remains upon them. It is written, my brothers and sisters, and most have never even discerned what they should have believed. The opportunity to know that, my brothers and sisters, is a great blessing. Because without that knowledge, none even discerns how to repent. I've talked about how my website, there's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies, a website called hiddengospel.com. I had somebody tell me earlier today that, well, they believe that they should still yet be gathered. Whether these things are in scripture or not, well, the truth of the matter, I'm pretty sure by now, after having talked to them for nearly 2 years, written letters, emails, corresponded, I know that they have had an opportunity to examine these things. But because they are not common knowledge, they have refrained from speaking these things as if the Most High will not be true to these words, as if the Most High is a liar, as if they still speak the truth because They still speak the truth because they won't speak the truth, because they won't speak of these things. The very thing the scripture said, that your rulers being false prophets, not true to the spirit, because they won't preach the thing, my brothers and sisters. The scripture said in advance, the rulers won't tell. They say the Most High still yet favors them. That is insanity. A lot of folks, I've had pastors even tell me the same thing. You got to be real careful telling people about things like that. Afraid they'll run some people off. My brothers and sisters, you lead the people astray by not telling them the truth. My brothers and sisters, did you hear me? You leave the people to run astray by not telling them the truth. And if the truth caused them to run astray, then they were never of it. My brothers and sisters, only by walking upon the path with which the Most High is pleased shall any man be empowered in the gift of the Spirit to remain true to divine favor and guidance to reach the goal. To run away from the path, my brothers and sisters, when it's the only path unto life, is a foolish thing. To seek, my brothers and sisters, to appease a worldly status quo, when the status quo is a liar, is to prove, my brothers and sisters, where your sense of treasure and faith really is. And my brothers and sisters, one who would not speak the truth, who would avoid speaking the truth, that they personally be heard by those so long misoriented. My brothers and sisters, that's a very, very dangerously treacherous thing. So often when the prophets spoke of old, I repeat, so often when the prophets spoke of old, they spoke, my brothers and sisters, for the remembrance and bringing again to conscience what the people for a long time had forgotten or had not known. And without question, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand me. The Most High does not forget what he has declared. I repeat, the Most High does not forget what he has declared, because men refuse to listen. It becomes so much easier if we just deal with the fact. I say it becomes so much easier if we deal with the fact that Yah will have his way. No matter what, he will have his way. The adversary seeks to impede your progress in the knowledge of this truth, to seek to make the Most High a liar. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who know, as his servants who trust in him, that it is their duty to not only seek and learn the truth that the whole world has rejected, but it is their duty, my brothers and sisters, to declare that word, to believe and defend that word. For only those who will, my brothers and sisters, be called faithful unto him. The Most High declared through his Messiah, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain my commandments, my instructions, the revelation of my conscience. My brothers and sisters, most have instead sought to defend the misconceits of men, that they have the favor of men. And my brothers and sisters, with this treachery, the Most High cannot be pleased. You know, it's funny. I listen to a lot of folks and they want to say, well, hey, the people of color, who've come to this country. They want to say that they are all the tribe of Judah. They say we're going back home. But brothers and sisters, did you notice in the book of Revelation of that first 144,000, only 12,000 of the tribe of Judah? I actually believe, my brothers and sisters, those of the tribe of Judah the scriptures speak of are not just in this country, but scattered abroad. 12,000. Well, that's more than 12,000 folks, my brothers and sisters, who claim to be of the tribe of Judah in this world today. How is it that people believe that all of them will be favored in a multitude of different doctrines to have been among those kind of worthy unto the Most High because they would accept the righteous guidance of the Most High? Is it, my brothers and sisters, that they all want to believe in all their differences, that the Most High will favor them all unto his land of promise and peace? It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, we all have to awaken beyond all the lies. We have to wake up beyond a multitude of lies, my brothers and sisters, before we can believe the whole truth. We have to wake up beyond this infection. For my brothers and sisters, the intrusion of lies, the misorientations that this world has trusted, many believing they are born again after the thoughts of men. Many believe they are saved as one with the Most High after a multitude of varying ideals. Many believing that the favor of the Most High is that he leaves them, what, without the truth? In other words, they are just simply left to be flattered by those who exploit human ignorance. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, simply that men have not known so many of these truths has been the wrath of the Most High upon those who before us, even to this generation, refuse the truth. Most High, my brothers and sisters, reveals himself to whom he will, when he will. It is Yah who has been offended that men have ignored the truth. So men continue, my brothers and sisters, to invoke the wrath of the Most High while they continue to call themselves Israel, but provoking him, but not seeking all that is his truth and righteousness. So the Most High delight, my brothers and sisters, and those who continue to deceive. Trust me, I'm saying this again. Unbelief, choosing the lie, even if men have not discerned the difference. Hear what I'm saying to you, is sin. If you don't know the difference, you must pursue the Most High. Think about what I'm saying to you. In the book of Jacob, they called James. They said, if though we may be scattered among the nations, confused, our perseverance and faith in the Most High must bring forth a perfect work. Beyond all doubt, beyond all confusion, lest we still be counted among the liars. If any man or brothers and sisters is not devout, to seek the Most High, calling upon his name, if he is not devout, to seek all truth beyond every lie, that he might become a righteous example unto the Most High. My brothers and sisters, he has neither loved Yah nor men. And the scripture says, such a soul, dare he think he shall receive or continue to receive any form of gift from the Most High? My brothers and sisters, there are those who, I regret to say, have had an opportunity to begin to walk the path of truth. And when they find what all they have a duty to declare and perform, they turn back, shy away from the truth. Like one guy told me, hey, he used to, I ran into a pastor in Whole Foods here, who told me he used to seek to tell folks the truths that are in the Bible, but he found out folks weren't listening to him. So he began to tell folks what they want to hear. And he said, now they listen to him. And he was sitting with a smile. It was all I could do. Oh, heaven help me. It was all I could do to contain myself from wanting to knock the living daylights out of him. Because it seemed like he had no concept at all of the wickedness that he was doing. No concept of how many people he was misleading. What does the adversary do? Scripture says Satan's ministers come as angels of light, pretending to be light, pretending to be wisdom, pretending to tell the people what should be heard. When they hide it from them, they're still the children of darkness. They cause men to believe the darkness is the light. And what's the scripture say in Isaiah 5th chapter? What are those who call evil good and good evil, who take light for darkness and darkness for light, sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet? While they command, they resist and despise the command of the Lord of hosts and the law of the Holy One of Israel. Brothers and sisters, the law of the Holy One of Israel is a complete, pure, perfect knowledge of the truth concerning all the Most High has spoken to his people. For purity and completion offers one choice. For many of them who don't want to believe, it has been many generations that in this faithlessness that is evident in a world of contradictions. They don't want to believe, my brothers and sisters, that's been death. But the Most High says there's only one salvation, one consummate knowledge of the truth after which man finds harmony with all the Most High has created. That all that the Most High has made shall one day be at peace. All creation, indeed, my brothers and sisters, await the manifestation of the sons of Yah. Read Romans 8. His spirit is given that all the righteous requirement of the Most High might be fulfilled, completed in us. I said it before, man was created. Repeat it. Man was created an anointed being. How did man, my brothers and sisters, fall away from that spirit? It was unbelief. It was showing himself unstable. It was choosing not to trust the guidance of the Most High that has left man, my brothers and sisters, vastly indiscriminate. And that is the wrath of the Most High. Nothing will repair that breach. But man showing himself diligent to seek the whole truth that he might again believe and be found true to all the Most High has spoken. I made it very easy for those who want to, who can't stand not knowing the truth, to find so much of these things, and I elaborate upon them often on this show. And in this time we call Passover, it's very important that we do. But no one is going to escape, my brothers and sisters, this Babylon, believing the lies of this Babylon. I've listed on the intro to this show articles, like I said, HiddenGospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies, HiddenGospel.com, Prophetic Proof that relates that man has forgotten even who Messiah is and has not known for a long time. HiddenGospel.com, relating, my brothers and sisters, what was the expectation of the early church, what gathered and created the early church, and what expectation they had concerning Messiah in these latter days. My brothers and sisters, there's a lot of truths there. That because the world, by and large, has not chosen to accept. You know, I think it's funny, you know, 2,000 years ago, it's not really funny, it's a kind of sad situation. 2,000 years ago, Messiah had appeared and some began to suspect that this was the Messiah. And many did not believe because, or did not believe, or did not speak openly concerning their belief, because they felt that they might be rejected by the leaders. Many didn't believe, my brothers and sisters, because the scripture says they feared. Now, this is Jew, Hebrew people, and so they feared. And also, they put down that the Jews feared the Jews. Brothers and sisters, what it really means is that the people feared their leaders and feared that they might be rejected in society if they believed what the rulers were not ready to declare. And frankly, would not, because God knew for you. Every scripture in the Bible that relates to the appearing of Messiah said he appears at a time that all, including the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have all become far from wise. Messiah comes at a time when people, my brothers and sisters, are pronated to reject his truth because they believe so many lies. Scripture says it over and over again. It says that would be the condition of our people in these latter days. I repeat, the scriptures say that would be the condition of our people in these latter days. The Messiah still must regather his people according to the truth the Most High declared from the very beginning. We were told, my brothers and sisters, to expect until the very last day the coming of the one called Shiloh, who should regather our people. And though all the tribe, my brothers and sisters, be of different character, he must restore the minds and hearts of all, according to 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, that we all speak the same thing, and no divisions among us. One understanding. Romans 15, whatever in all that is written of old, for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope, like-minded, bringing all the nations obedient in word and deed. But my brothers and sisters, there are those who dare to say that though this world has not yet attained to that absolution, and many want to presume before the time that they've attained to it. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who want to talk about having been made complete already because their leaders told them that they were. 45,000 denominations all want to claim that they already have taught the way of salvation. The scripture says Messiah himself has been one to restore it. Far better that one admit that he might not be right and that there's so much more still yet to be attained than for him to sit back and lie to the congregations and say that what he has already has the seal. When it's not the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that has yet placed it. However, I will tell you this, the scriptures say the Messiah is born with that seal, born with that confirmation, born with the promise that he would be restored unto righteousness for the good of all his people. Right there in Isaiah 49, my brothers and sisters. I wish many more of you had access to the book of Enoch to understand what the scriptures say of Messiah as the promised heir of righteousness, the one whom the Most High said that though a whole world has suffered under his wrath and been blinded, that he has hid his face from men because they haven't sought him enough. He is the one whom the scriptures say the Most High will still call him aside, that he should not walk after the conspiracies that are trusted by these people, that he, my brothers and sisters, might bring forth a people that will be a sign and a wonder for all those, my brothers and sisters, who might understand. And the scripture says he's called by the very name of the Most High, that only those who call upon his name shall know the way of peace, meaning that indeed his name should be a rock of stumbling, and a stone of offense to many. Because many, my brothers and sisters, are they who will continue after their own perceptions, after worldly perceptions of the one called Yeshua, worldly perceptions of the one called the Almighty, who will not respect, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness that he comes to restore. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, again it is written that only those who are willing to hearken to his testimony concerning the Most High, only they, my brothers and sisters, will be counted worthy to receive the seal, the confirmation of stability that is that they would have the name of the Most High written upon their brows. And I want you to understand it means that the Most High has taught them that they might mature fully. You don't sign. Most High certainly will not sign a contract that he did not write. He said he would write his laws upon the minds and hearts of his people, though they've been scattered after the misrule of all the nations. He said he would write again his law upon the minds and hearts of his people, and my brothers and sisters, there should be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. How about those who respond to him rightly? And my brothers and sisters, there won't be everyone amongst us who claims himself to be a Hebrew. Been talking about a lot of these things for a long time now. Yes, I've been talking about these things for a long time. 30 years. More. And so many of those that prove have already proven that because they are not willing to prepare the people, that they continue to speak the lies. I've had a lot of pastors tell me things like, hey, when you get people to understand these things, we'll come and help you. But until then, they're going to continue to speak and preach what they already do, inconsiderate of so many of these truths. Our brothers and sisters, and yet men like these believe that they'd be counted trustworthy. Think again. Stop merely presuming falsely and think again. For the Most High told me directly, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving full consideration of all the Most High has declared. That's not wisdom or righteousness, nor the love of Yah at all. If you find out you've been subject to folks who have not loved and sought the Most High, nor have been favored to discern the deeper things of truth, enough to tell you the truth, if you find you've been subject to these, Isaiah 30 says, if you still trust in those who despise this word and trust in oppression, this iniquity shall be esteemed as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without without pity, like a worthless thing, so that there shall not be found among his pieces even a single piece big enough to take water from a cistern. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, no man proves himself faithful unto the Most High in his lack of knowledge. And a man, my brothers and sisters, who does not understand that it is the grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, the favor of Yah, that he's finally granted the opportunity to attain the truth whereby he might repent, whereby he might truly serve the Most High, whereby he might discern beyond his sins the way of life. The man does not recognize that as a gift, preferring the darkness that he might receive esteem from men. Such a one, my brothers and sisters, really hasn't understood anything rightly at all. He who dies without the law perishes without the law. And people perish for lack of knowledge. Most High told me early on, he told me I had some very important things for him to do. He said, because of what I would do for him, he said I'd accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, even that opportunity to help, I'm utmost thankful. The Most High has told me that I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Most High told me that I would tell you things that would break the chains of lies, that men might again see the truth. My brothers and sisters, the wrath of Yah is upon all those who won't hear such a word. So has it always been. Or dare men say that they have attained favor for not even having a heart, curiosity great enough, for lacking humility, for being prideful and self-righteously arrogant, so much so that they remain indiligent. Shall men say that they should gain favor for this? Second Peter 1:10-12 speaks again using the word diligence to seek the exceeding knowledge of Yah, that he might attain free entrance unto the holy kingdom of Yah. The apostle warned to watch out for false prophets who will never tell you the whole testimony and beguile you to believe that in such ignorance you were wise. He warned, my brothers and sisters, against men like this. He said, be diligent until the morning star become a reality in your heart, till the full light that cast out all the darkness becomes a reality in your heart. He said, Messiah himself, if you look in the book of Revelation, says that those who keep his works, or in other words, guard, seek, defend his work to the full, he said he would grant them to sit with him upon his throne. And they shall shepherd the nations with a rod of iron and discipline them like a potter's vessel, as he was given authority from his father. He says such as this, my brothers, as he will grant the morning star. The light would cast out all the darkness. But he said he would grant this wisdom to those who don't want to or won't walk in the truth. My brothers and sisters, to prove yourself worthy to be preserved upon the path, you must prove that you will continually walk the path until, brothers and sisters, and not only you, but many more, my brothers and sisters, may reach the goal. So much more I wanted to speak tonight. There's just a little bit of time left in tonight's show. I spoke on last evening about how we must seek the Most High for the fullness of all the implications that are contained in this word. So many read the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, not realizing that there's a magnificent mind behind them. Not seeking the Most High for all the height, depth, and breadth that he would reveal. Seeking only to appease themselves. Twisting words after their own constraints, personal comfort, and imagining. With this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is wroth, because every time he sent a prophet, he sent him to deliver a word to raise the conscience of the people. When me and my brothers and sisters seek to use the word otherwise, they do indeed invoke the wrath of Yah, that they not be spoken to. And oftentimes, my brother, not be spoken henceforward. We must prove ourselves worthy of better. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Be sure to check out that website of mine, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, Thoughts and Afterthoughts. Discern how you can be a blessing to a ministry that which seeks indeed, my brothers and sisters, the healing of our people, the blessing of our people. For my brothers and sisters, the blessing of our people demands the casting aside of every lie. And the awakening to all the truth the Most High has and will declare. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Like I said, all these doctrines, some people say, are spoken like rapture, sky Jesus, heaven help us. 70 weeks of Daniel. So many other doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that are being taught out here. Among Hebrews, do they not know, my brothers and sisters, that these are not the things that Hebrews ever believed? These are all doctrines. Under the self-satisfaction of the Gentiles. The word Christ to Christianity, my brothers and sisters, were not used by those of the earliest church. Or Christ was a term used by the heathen, one anointed after all the variant doctrines of all the false gods of the heathen. Not true to the idea of the one called the Kurdi, anointed of one, versus the Christ anointed after the misideals of many. Christianity, my brothers and sisters, a machination of Rome to appease all the diverse traditions of those who would not convert, would not be born again, refusing to accept the truth of the peace of the kingdom of Yah, what the Messiah said. The spirit of truth the world will not receive. He said, my peace I give unto you. Now as the world giveth. The world calls it peace to compromise with every man's lie. But the only peace man will ever have with the Most High is to seek all the pure and perfect truth of him. To believe it, to obey it, to speak it and cry it out aloud. That it be guarded and defended and preserved and revered and respected and obeyed forever. This alone will gain the favor of the Most High. For all else, my brothers and sisters, that would seek that the eternal kingdom not be made eternal. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, they're all still yet the children of wrath. After the shadows of darkness. Let now the light shine. For the Most High has ordained it. Blessed that you will see and preserve it. For the Most High even now said he is with us to end all our quarrels. Thank you.